Because you're not going to hear about this headline anywhere else because of a bunch of white people. Police, 2 dead, 1 hurt in church shooting. Suspect detained. Police say a lone suspect fired on a small group meeting at a church near one of Alabama's major cities, fatally wounding 2 people and injuring a 3rd person. This is in Valdosta Hills, Alabama, if you know where that is. Valdosta Hills, Alabama. A lone suspect fired on a small group meeting at a suburban church. A suburban church, folks. We can say, oh, all that crime is in the city. All that crime is in the city. Not here. Fatally wounding 2 people and injuring a 3rd before being taken into custody. The attacks occurred at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in the Birmingham suburb of Vestiva Hills. I think I said it wrong one time. Vestiva Hills. Police Captain Shane Ware said. He said officers rushed to the church after dispatchers got a call reporting of an active shooter at the church at 6:22 p.m. Once again, all white people. So the legacy media doesn't really care about this. From what we've gathered from the circumstances of this evening, a lone suspect entered a small church group meeting and began shooting. 3 people were shot. 2 people are deceased. 1 person is being treated. He added that the suspect was in custody and there was no threat to the community at this time. At an earlier briefing where I'd initially said 1 person died and 2 others were wounded. Meanwhile, police declined to identify the suspect or victims or provide further details of the attack. FBI, U.S. Marshals Service, Bureau ATF, and explosives dispatched agents to the scene. Reverend Kelly Hudlow, an Episcopal priest of the Diocese of Alabama, told broadcast outlet WBRC the church and the community were largely stunned. Folks, you can't be stunned anymore. And I feel bad linking this story to thearmedcatholic.com. I'm not trying to promote my organization for anything else than I am here. And even if it's not for you, if you know somebody that's thinking about it, somebody, I think Ashley introduced me to somebody the other day online on the Twitter. She was looking for, this woman was looking for resources and they found my website, my organization. Folks, I will come to your diocese. I don't care if you're a Methodist. I don't care if you're an Episcopal. I don't care about it. You don't deserve to get shot in your place of worship. I may be the armed Catholic, but I am here to help everyone. I want everybody to get as prepared as possible. The reason I'm giving you this story is not to scare you. It's not to scare you. I don't want to. I want you to understand that no place, especially as Mike Church has coined it correctly, the summer of Satan is coming. Please don't get caught by being shocked. There's very simple things you can do, and I'll come out, and if you want me to do a day-long class on stuff that, you know, introduction to firearm, legal use of force, all that kind of stuff, and then we can sit down and see how you should secure your church. Christians, not just Catholics, my Christian brothers and sisters. The U.S. government does not care about you. Hell, even your states can't really do much because they're being handcuffed, for lack of a better word, by the feds. To hunt for white people. So please. please understand that this is not some way to be like, oh, I don't, I feel like I'm on, you know, oh, this is terrible. Buy my book. No, I don't want to do that. But I would like you to know that there is somebody out there for you. It, well, the Crusade Channel is, but I am here. And spread the word. I don't mind, even with insane gas prices, even with my absolute hatred of flying. If you want me to come to your community, I don't want to spill the beans, but it's not just Catholics, because I'm talking to Aaron Barker, formerly of the Barker Show. I forgot his show name. Break the Radio. I'm going to go up to Kentucky probably in the fall and do a session with his church. I've talked to some people in Florida. I don't mind. If you're in a red state, I'll come and see you. But you cannot sit there and be like, first of all, police are reactionary. You must take your safety seriously. You really must take it seriously. Because all you're going to get is these statements like from Alabama Governor Kay Ivey. Oh, I lament what she called a shocking and tragic law. This should never happen in a church, in a store, in a city, or everything. Yeah, guess what? It is happening. You have a societal breakdown going on. So please, you need to get serious about defending your churches. Now, maybe you're like, Rick, I don't need you to come fly out and talk to me and fleece me. Believe me, my prices are very reasonable to come out there. My fee is very reasonable. But you don't need me. But get serious about it. Get serious about it. Because whether or not you believe it, it believes in you. If you're in any house of worship, Catholic or Christian, you are a target. And once again, I am not doing this to try and scare you. And if you don't, and if you're like, Rick, we'll do it on our own. Great. Great. I hope you are. But if you'd like some help, thearmcatholic.com. Either way, this story, you won't hear about it on the legacy media, but you're going to see a lot more of these this summer. You can either be shocked or you can be ready. It's up to you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. I'm going to push off our fact-checking segment because I really want to talk about this LeBron James story. And the rest of the show, we got Killian Lafferty. We're going to talk about gun control, then Gun Talk Friday. So we got a really packed show for you. So I want to get this in because personally, nobody besides Whitlock has covered this story. Very few people have covered this story. And I want to make sure that Ethan's name is put out there. And that that people know about Ethan Liming, a promising 6'2" athlete that was a huge fan of the basketball player LeBron James. But unfortunately, as it will be tragic as this story unfolds, as I talk to you about it. But this is from Jason Whitlock. Bigoted LeBron James promises DNC, which he calls the Dead Negroes Confederacy, to remain silent on Emmett Till 2.0 murder. 5 years ago, LeBron James claimed that a vandal spray-painted the N-word on a gate of his Brentwood, California mansion. I don't know if you were still paying attention to this at that time. At the time of the alleged incident, James and his family weren't even in L.A. They were back home in Akron, Ohio. But James was in Oakland participating in the NBA Finals. James employees removed and painted over the racist graffiti before the police arrived. Nevertheless, when discussing this quote-unquote crime from the NBA's highest platform, James analogized what he and his family experienced to the mother of Emmett Till, a 14-year-old black boy murdered in Mississippi. And LeBron James had some things, oh, it's racism in America and all this kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Spray-painted graffiti that LeBron James and his family never personally saw made LeBron think of the pain Mammy Till felt over the murder of her teenage son. James, in Jason Whitlock's opinion, is lying. The hate he whined about was a hoax intended to garner sympathy and elevate his brand as a social justice warrior. Whitlock believed it in 2017, and he believes it even more today, analyzing the reaction to the murder of Ethan Liming in the parking lot of James's celebrated Akron, Ohio, I Promise School. Now, this is a tragic story here, but we were told time and time again that LeBron James is trying to promote equality and social justice. But 2 weeks ago, ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks ago, three men beat Ethan Liming, who was a 17-year-old honor roll student, to death near an outdoor basketball court at the I Promise School. Remember, Ethan Liming is white. His accused assailants, are all black. Liming and his three friends were joyriding in his car and shooting a water paintball gun. They stopped at the I Promise School. Two of Liming's friends, both black teenagers, got out of the car with the water gun and approached four men playing basketball. According to initial reports, Liming's friends fired the water gun at the men. Three of these adults then chased Liming's friends back to Ethan Liming's car. Now, Liming is a 6'1" football and baseball player. He ain't little Rick Barrett of the Barrett Brief. He's a good-sized athlete. Prime of his life. Here is the crazy thing. Here's the crazy thing. His father, Ethan Liming's father, is a minister. So we're told every single white person, LeBron James tells us every single white person is trying to shoot every single black person, right? We can't go running without white people killing us. They put the N-word on my million-dollar gated facility. I can't believe, sorry saying so much. Remember when the police officer killed the black girl that was trying to stab a black woman and LeBron James said, "You're next," and put a picture of that guy on his social media on blast. So according to LeBron James, every single white person's racist. Every single white person is trying to murder, kill, and destroy black people at every point of the day. Every point of time. So why did Ethan Liming get out of his car? Risk his life. He was safely in his car. He didn't have to get out. He didn't have to get out of the car and calm the situation. He could have started the car, revved the engine, and had his friends get in and drive away. And you know what? If he had acted in that defensive manner, he'd still be alive. If he was racist, if Ethan Liming was racist, he wouldn't have gotten out of the car and he would have drove away. And guess what? Here is the unfortunate truth. Ethan Lemming would still be alive if he thought the way LeBron James thought. If he thought the way LeBron James believes his mind works.